Residents of a mobile home park in Northeast Portland's Cully neighborhood are working together to save their homes. Residents were concerned that the previous owner might sell it to a developer and endanger the 30 families living there. But now the situation has changed. Here to talk about what's going on is Pastoral Associate Gabriel Triplett from the St. Charles Catholic Parish in Cully and Rhonda Polk, a resident of Oakleaf. Thank you both for being here tonight.
Thanks for having us.
So firstly, can you describe where Oakleaf is and what's going on in the nearby neighborhoods?
Yeah, so the Oakleaf Mobile Home Park is in the Cully neighborhood, and the Cully neighborhood is actually one of the most diverse neighborhoods in the state of Oregon. And right now, it is feeling some of the same pressures as most neighborhoods in Portland with the housing crisis. But what's going on in the Cully neighborhood that's really exciting is that community groups, nonprofits, churches, neighbors, and residents have united along with business associations to say, we want to improve our neighborhood, right? But we want to do it for the people who are living here. In other words, one of the problems that low-income people find is that whenever we start to clean up our neighborhoods and fix them up, we make them too expensive for ourselves. So we are actively getting together to make our neighborhood better and at the same time keep it affordable.
So at one point, Oakleaf was possibly being sold. What is going on now currently with Oakleaf?
So with the Oakleaf campaign right now, we had a lot of obstacles to jump through to get where we're at. The basic back history is that there were rumors that the Oakleaf was going to be sold and people were going to be displaced and the land was going to be developed. Not an uncommon story in Portland, right? And so the residents came to St. Charles and they said, we want to start meeting. We want to do something to save our homes. And as of right now, the last obstacle in our way is actually the finances. We have community groups that have stepped in all their different aspects to help the residents. And the last one is that we need some funds from the city of Portland to save the Oakleaf and to create the first affordable housing collective in the city.
So in terms, you just said finances, in terms of financing, what is this money being raised for? Is it so that the residents can buy the property?
Yeah, so the goal is that the residents will buy the property from the current owner and then do the needed repairs and then own the land collectively.
So can you tell us who are the residents at Oakleaf? Maybe Rhonda, could you speak to who are your neighbors?
Well, my neighbors vary in elderly people. We have numerous families with children, disabled, and veterans as well.
And who do you find are your supporters in this whole campaign?
We have numerous community supporters from as far as from churches, St. Charles, Living Cully, numerous businesses in the community.
Are you guys finding it easy to get support?
We have found a lot of people have been coming forward to support us.
So we know that you guys have an action plan coming up for this Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit about that action on Thursday, June 16th?
Yeah, so June 16th, we're going to be gathering down at City Hall at 4 p.m. If you are a resident of Northeast Portland and you need a ride down there, we have a bus that will be picking people up at St. Charles Church on 42nd between Killingsworth and Emerson at 3:15. So people can feel free to come and get on the bus for free and go down there. What we're going to be doing is asking the city first, the new construction excise tax, that 100% of that go to affordable housing. Affordable housing is the issue that affects all issues in our city today, and everybody knows that is the issue that needs the most attention. And so we want the whole of the construction excise tax to go towards affordable housing. And then we're also asking that the first $1.5 million generated from that tax be earmarked to save the Oakleaf.
Have you heard any response from local leaders?
The response from local leaders has been great. So Rhonda and her neighbors have gone down to City Hall multiple times to testify in the struggle to save their homes and their families' homes. And the response from the commissioners and the mayor has been overwhelmingly in support. And so I want to send a big shout out to our elected leaders who are really being bold and courageous in supporting this campaign.
So are there any precedents for what you are trying to do or trying to persuade the city to help you guys do?
You know, I know that there is precedent in Oregon for people like Rhonda and her neighbors to buy and run and own their trailer parks collectively. There's precedent for that. I don't know if there's precedent for really what we're doing at the Oakleaf, which is gathering all aspects of society to come together and insist on affordable housing the way that we're doing with city funds and city involvement.
So our listeners may be thinking, well, this is just one mobile home park. Can you tell us why is this one mobile home park important to the rest of the city's residents?
Well, our goal is to actually show the city that, yes, it's a mobile home park. Yes, there's opinions of mobile home parks, but when you come into a mobile home park, you see that it's a community in a community. And there's people there and everybody is treated as family. We help each other. We're there for each other. We're there for the people in our community. And it can be fixed up and be a beautiful place if we're given that time to do that.
How long has this struggle been going on for Oakleaf? When was it first announced that it was possibly going to be sold?
Rhonda, do you remember when you guys first heard about maybe January?
About January, beginning of the year.
About January.
Wow, so this response from your community has come together pretty quickly.
Yes, it has.
It's come together remarkably quickly. And I just want to say that just, you know, the actions of all the community groups and the churches and the business associations is great. But the greatest action and what's been most inspiring for me to see is Rhonda and her neighbors get together and insist that they have the dignity to stay in their homes and that it's worth fighting for. And we didn't need experts. We didn't need people to come in and save us. Rhonda and her neighbors said, we can do it ourselves. Yes, we need help, but we're going to be at the forefront leading the charge. And just the courage of these people has just been, it's put me in awe.
So much in the city, we often have these stories of the smaller communities trying to fight against these larger developers. So Rhonda, when you saw your community coming together, that must have been very exciting. Or was it easy to get your community to come together initially?
Well, it came together so fast that it kind of is amazing that people really will step up and take the initiative to come and support people, even though they don't know what they're actually coming to. But they're so supportive, and it's so amazing, and it's so appreciative.
You said local businesses have even been in support. What have they been doing to show their support? Are they just coming out to meetings? Have they been speaking out for you and besides the local leaders? What have they been doing?
Well, the R42nd Business Alliance has put our rallies and our information into their bulletin. We've had a local print shop on 42nd donate the materials for our signs when we show up to City Hall. I mean, the Coley neighborhood from 42nd all the way over to Coley Boulevard is a tight-knit community. And there, a lot of the distinct lines that people draw in society are really blurred in our neighborhood because we are so tight-knit and so interwoven with each other. And I think that's what is our greatest strength and the reason why we're doing so well in this campaign.
We have a couple minutes here. So once again, you're planning on having this action on Thursday, June 16th. What are your greatest hopes of the things to come out of that?
Well, I think our hope is that our demands or our requests are met, that the city see the benefit in preserving low-income housing as a way of addressing an issue before it becomes bigger. That we get the money for the Oakleaf. And then I think also the thing is that the Oakleaf isn't the only mobile home park in the neighborhood. We have 5 mobile home parks in the neighborhood, and it takes up about 10% of the population of the neighborhood. And we need to look forward and say, okay, the Oakleaf, we did this for the Oakleaf. What can we do for the other parks to make sure that we preserve permanent low-income housing in the Coley neighborhood for years to come?
Well, for our listeners who would like to support your work, how can they do that?
They can come out to our rally on the 16th, and they can also get on Facebook, look up St. Charles Church in Portland, and there you will find at the top of the page a petition that Rhonda and her neighbors put together, a change petition to the city council, and they can put their name down. Is there anything else, Rhonda?
I think that's about it. We just ask that you share the petition and come out and support us.
Okay, well, thank you very much to Gabrielle and Rhonda. That was Gabriel Triplett. He's an associate at St. Charles Catholic Church, and Rhonda Polk, a resident at Oakleaf Mobile Home Park.
Thanks for having us.